Hey, it's Ron Jacobs for Endpoint TV, and today I'm excited because it's Friday night after 2 days of struggle and, you know, making my way around the Visual Studio SDK and PowerShell and writing commandlets and all this. I have got it working. So I'm putting out here today Microsoft.activities and Microsoft.activities unit testing now on NuGet. Now, I know a lot of you are like, what is NuGet? I don't know what it is. Okay, I'm going to show you what NuGet is. First of all, you can go to NuGet gallery here at NuGet.org, and you will see, here's the package for Microsoft Activities. Now, this is not the way you get it. Okay, you don't go to there to get it. You can download it from the CodePlex site. I still put the binaries there, but this is the ultimate way to get it. What you do is you need to get NuGet into your Visual Studio. So if I go here in the Extension Manager, you'll see that I have the NuGet Package Manager here. Now, if you don't have it, just go into the online gallery and then search for NuGet. And there's the NuGet Package Manager right there. Okay, so I've already got it, so I'm good to go. Now, when you've got NuGet installed, then you get some cool things in Visual Studio. One of them is you can get a package manager console here if you're a command line type of person. So, but first I'm going to show you how to do it with the package manager. So what I'm going to do here is I've got just a new workflow console app, and let's say I want to use Microsoft Activities. So I can just right click here, say add library package reference. And then I can go here to the official package source. I've got a test source here from my machine where I was developing. So I can say Microsoft.activities. That's probably good enough. Okay, so there it is, Microsoft.activities. And so I can click install. And what it's doing is it's invoking some PowerShell scripts that have added the activity designers right here to the toolbox. So you can see, there's some cool activities there for you. There's a bunch of dictionary activities. Since we had collection activities, but we didn't have anything to do dictionaries, so I created those. And then there's a few activities here. There's a couple of different delay ones. Let me show you those. So if we go out here, there's a delay until time. So let's say that you had a workflow that you said, I want this to run at 2 o'clock in the morning every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So then what you would do is you would put in here a time span dot from hours, and you'd just say 2. Okay, that'd be how many hours after midnight, right? And then what days of the week you want it to run. So Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. All right, so that's how you would do it. And then when this activity gets invoked, it just simply calculates the time difference between now and whenever the next time that thing occurs on one of the allowed days. And it will just wait until that happens. And it uses the exact same delay infrastructure. So if you've got, you know, Windows Server App Fabric running, it will wake it up at the right time. And so that's kind of cool. Then I also put in here a delay until date time, which doesn't have a designer, but you just put in here a date expression and then a date time expression. And it will just delay until whenever that is. So, you know, if we wanted to say new date time, and then you can put in year 2011 6/16. All right, so we'll just say July or June 16th, 2011, right? So it could do something like that. Now, then the other ones have to do with invoking other workflows. So load activity will take a path to a XAML file, and it will load it and return you an activity. Okay, and then if after you've loaded it, then you can invoke it. All right, so if we added a variable here, you know, call it my activity, and let's see, we're going to browse for a type, so that will be the type of activity. Okay, and then what I can do here is say load activity, and we'll just give it a test.xaml. XAML, test.xaml, and then we'll put the result here in my activity. Okay, and then When we want to invoke it, we can just put in here, the activity is my activity. Okay, and then you can also use a timeout because, you know, you don't know what this activity is going to do, so you might want to have a timeout to kill it or whatever. You can also pass input and output arguments you can pass input arguments and get back output arguments, and that's why you need the dictionary activities. Now, I also have added to this a load and invoke workflow, which will load it and then invoke it. So if you just want to skip a step and just say, you know, my XAML.XAML, something like that, and then, yeah. Okay, and anyway, you get the idea. Now, let's see, what else? That's it in the Microsoft activities. And now one interesting thing about this, when the package was added, so when we imported this package, what happened is that NuGet added a reference to this package, and you can see the path where this reference came from. It's kind of hard to see because it's so long. Let me get it over here. Zip that over. Okay, so I put it under the Workflow Console Application 7, packages, and then the name of the package, live. Notice here that it did net 4.0. That's important because this package includes assemblies that are built for Platform Update 1. So, let's say if I decided, you know what, I want to use a state machine. Well, right now I can't use a state machine because this doesn't have .NET 4. I mean, doesn't have Platform Update 1. So, now, how do I get rid of a library reference? Well, what I can do is I can say uninstall package Microsoft.activities. Okay. Now, you notice it gave me some warnings about the directory not being empty. That's because these guys up here. These guys are holding onto a reference to the designer and the assembly there. So, what you can do is you can just delete those. Just delete the tab. Okay. Now, let's say I want to change and use a state machine. So I'm going to change this to Platform Update 1. Okay, that's going to do everything, all of its goodness. And now, let's close this window. Go back to our workflow. Okay, so now it's freaking out because those assemblies aren't there anymore, right? So we don't have a reference to Microsoft Activities. So let's go ahead and install it. So I can say install package Microsoft Activities. There it is. Okay, and so yes, we're going to save it. Great. Now you can see I should have down here state machine. Beautiful. So now I got a state machine. I can come into a state. I can add one of my activities here in the state. You see how that works? Now, if I look at the reference, now we'll see. Notice that it says net 401. So it's referencing the correct assembly for Platform Update 1. So that's important, and that's what you got to do to kind of fix that all up. And if you want to get at the packages, you can go open a folder in Windows Explorer. Okay, and then there's the packages folder. There's the activities. Here's the library. So there's the Platform Update 1 version there. And under the tools directory, I've got scripts and things. So if you want to see how I install these things in the toolbox, you can look at the install PS1 script. Okay. Now, let's say that we wanted to unit test this, right? That would be a good thing to do. So let's add a new project. We're going to add a test project, unit test project. This will be good. Okay, and of course, if we were going to test that app, we would probably want to add a reference to it. So we're going to add a reference to that. Oh, okay, so it's warning me. I got to set the target framework here. So let's come in and set the target framework here to Platform Update 1. Okay, now I can add a reference. Okay, and then I could say, hey, you know what? I think I want to use Microsoft Activities unit testing. So install package. And actually, I want the official package source. Microsoft.activities.unit testing. Boom! Sucks it in. And notice that unit testing also requires Microsoft.activities. So it brought both packages in and installed them for you. So now all you got to do is go into your test. And I was looking at the wrong project. Oh, we did it to the wrong project. Okay. Yeah, see, I didn't have the right project selected. Let me go back to the test project. Okay, now it's in the test project. All right, now, when I want to use this guy here, right, it's I can just put in here, using Microsoft.activities and using Microsoft.activities.unit testing, bam, then I'm good to go and write a unit test, right? So I can reference things like host equals workflow application test dot create new workflow one, boom. Yeah, we're gonna need that. Thank you, ReSharper. And bam, we're good to go. That is just way cool. And it took me 2 hard days of work trying to figure this sucker out. I hope that I got it all right. There might be some glitches. Just feel free to report the issues on our CodePlex site and let me know if you're having trouble using NuGet. And that's NuGet. Pretty darn cool. Hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for watching. I'm your host, Don Jacobs.